Everyone, welcome. You're watching the news. I'm Gargi Rawat. Coming up ahead, the probe into the shocking assassination attempt against Donald Trump. And what does it mean for the American elections? Also in Madhya Pradesh, a special report on a land compensation scam that's cheating tribals in the state. First, let's take a look at the headlines. Days after the assassination attempt against former U.S. President Donald Trump, the FBI is still hunting for a motive for the shocking assassination attempt. Initial leads indicate the shooter was acting alone as the case is being investigated as a potential domestic terror act. Donald Trump is in Milwaukee now for the Republican convention, where his nomination will be confirmed. Says in an interview, he's not supposed to be here, supposed to be dead. This as President Biden has called for calm and unity. A special report from Madhya Pradesh, how the compensation mafia is gaming the system by constructing thousands of dummy houses on tribal land set for acquisition with the collusion of local officials and brokers. It's now emerged that a Pune hospital in 2022 had rejected trainee IAS officer Pooja Khedkar's request for a disability certificate. This as the police searched for her parents in the threatening farmers with a gun case. The Karnataka Assembly session starts off on a stormy note, with the BJP targeting the Congress government over two alleged scams demanding a CBI probe. The Congress has described it as political drama. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met singer Diljit Dosanjh ahead of his sold-out concert in Toronto, though his remarks calling him Guy from Punjab draws flak in India.